Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kick It Up Friday. You've got your Omega 7 live coming at you right here in my studio. I like to welcome my old friends by saying Habari Ghani, and I like to say what's up to those new friends. Come right in and have a seat and join us. We're calling all teachers to front and center to talk about the Common Core standards. That's right. We're calling all teachers, assistant teachers. We're calling specialists, special ed majors. We're calling those occupational therapists. We're calling all teachers and professionals and administrators to this room to talk about Common Core standards. Yesterday, I had just given you a little tidbit about Common Core standard, but because I had other obligations, I was not able to expound in detail upon the topic. And I'd like to get back on the topic today. And first of all, I'd like to take a little station break to do a little house cleaning and pay some bills. And we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. And we want to remember to also do our talking cure by calling on our ancestors so that they can also assist us in this effort to address a very necessary topic that we have to talk about, Common Core standards. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And teachers, come on in this room. We're waiting for you. Our chat rooms will be open for chatting. Stay tuned. And thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to step over to the Talking Cure Room, I urge you to do so. And if you have your altars with your glasses of water, then do as I do. perform the natural ritual as you call in your ancestors to commune with them. I like to call in Yamenye, my mother's spirit, and my father's spirit, Obatala, and I like to call in the creator, Oladulamare. I pull libations to Oladulamare and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my mother's spirit, Yamenye, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my father's spirit, and I say Obatala Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to the north and I say Ashe. I pour libation to the south and I say Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you ought to do this and call on the ancestors periodically because it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. If you'd like to call on your personal ancestors, now is the time to do so. I call on Clara Mae Jenkins, I say Ashe. I call on Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. I call on Eugene Lilly, Ashe. I call on Sam Lilly, Ashe. Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. I call on Esley Pope, Ashe. Initial Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. I call on Tom Harvey, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Marvin Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. I call on these spirits that they may assist me and aid me and open every door that might be closed and that they may allow us to stand on their shoulders. And if you want to call on your heroes and sheroes, you can do so. I call on Shakez Diops and I say Ashe. Nina Simone Ashe. Dr. J. Henry, John Henry Clark Ashe. I call on Dr. J. Carruthers Ashe. I call on the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe, and his sweet wife, Coretta King. I call on these spirits that they might be able to assist us and open every door. And I say to the wind, may Ea open every door so that the wind might be open here today. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to forget that it is our ancestors' shoulders who we stand upon. And periodically, we must remember to acknowledge them and call on them. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a Yoruba teaching-centered culture, and we are trying to keep the culture alive in the African-Americans' lives. We have gone so far away from our teachings that we don't know our black selves anymore. We have become so Europeanized that we do not even acknowledge our culture when we hear or see things done from our culture. This is a reminder that we are Africans. And no matter what we're doing, the only question of the day is to be or not to be African. And if you choose to be African, then study your natural rituals, which help to civilize the nation. Every religion that is upon this earth came from the concept of the religion of Isis. Now, you might not know that Isis was a religion, but it comes up out of the Kemetic teaching in Egypt. So every religion that you're out there studying, saying you've got your Bible and your belief, you must know that it derived from Africa, from the ministry of Isis. Okay? You have to understand that the first ministry or first woman on this earth was Isis. So it had to be a ministry of Isis and Heru. And we must understand that names have been changed to distort us and give us false names so we would be tripped up and not know who our real founders were. But I want to keep you on task by saying you as educators, you as teachers, you must continue to teach the customs and traditions of our beloved ancestors, and you must begin to drive a point home to all African Americans. You must acknowledge the part of yourself that you call African. You must acknowledge that because you bear the burnt skin on your face as a Nubian people. Therefore, you can practice all the Eurocentric traditions as you want, but that doesn't change the fact that you still are burnt-skinned people called the Nubian people. So therefore, I take this time on the airway to always drive it home to you. We must continue to do our libation and call on ancestors. It was a tradition of our forefathers. This is not fetish, and this is not some voodoo, or this is not some backwards religion. This is a traditional religion that all people practice before there were any Caucasians on this earth, any Hispanics on this earth. There were Africans. Yes, we were the first to practice religion. We were the first to go out into the courtyard and call people to prayer. We were the callers of prayer. We didn't need a book to direct us and to tell us how to worship. Worship came up out of our loins, came up out of our heart. It was put in us to worship. So therefore, this room has been set aside, hollowed out for worship. I don't care how many people I interview in this room, they must know that the practice of us acknowledging our ancestors is a routine thing. And if we do forget, may we come back to our senses and remember it is up to the living to stay in contact with our deceased loved ones. So we want to acknowledge every one of our deceased loved ones. If they're still traveling yet in the lagoon, if they're trying to make it here through the miry clay, if they're stuck out in the Red Sea, we want to acknowledge those ancestors whose names we might not even know or have forgotten. We want to acknowledge the hidden one, Amen Ra. Open your arms and sustain us. Amen Ra. Open your arms and sustain us. Amen Ra. Open your arms and sustain us. That's right. When you say at night, when you go to bed and recite your prayers and say, Amen, you are saying, Amen, Ra. That is where the concept of Amen came from, Amen, Ra. We must find the origin of our teachings, and we must know who we are, African people, and we must acknowledge those who have created and established and founded things that are African, and we must acknowledge them. Now, you teachers, you ought to be admonishing me if you're a history teacher out there teaching your student these things. Also explaining to them about what has gone wrong with our schools. Telling them about the collapsing of the system. Now we have the newest thing on the scene, Common Core. When you got a group of children who are already frustrated and who have reached the boiling point with education, I don't care how many Common Cores you bring in before them. If you didn't get them to accelerate and to pass the basic standards, then you might not be able to get them to even address these new Common Core standards. Now, teachers all over the diaspora, at least in 44 states, I would propose, where they've adopted the Common Core, are talking about this controversy over the Common Core standards. They're talking about in the classroom, which they're already overburdened and already in demand to complete certain tasks and administrative procedures. Now here comes the Common Core that they're going to have to implement for even yet those English language learners who might be in all sheltered classrooms who are learning just English only, and now they have got to be able to pass the Common Core standards, and they have not been able to pass the other disciplines such as science, math, social studies, because they can't get to them, teacher, because they're spending at least 4 hours on trying to master the all-American language English. Now, here is the controversy that I perceive. If you take all of the state dollars and you shelter foreigner children away in these classrooms, giving them the extra help they need on their culture, brushing up on their culture, and reinforcing their culture, and also spending 4 hours to teach them English and not allowing them to integrate with the other children in the school to learn social skills, or to take those other needed classes in social studies, math, and science. By the time they finish with that block of 4 hours in English and have to go into social studies, the day is already over with, and they've missed social studies 100. Now, here's the real question. And African-American teachers, you should be asking this question also. When they put these foreigners or bilingual students in these sheltered classrooms and gave them their culture and English, of course, were they trying to make a fool of someone by telling them that minorities all over the school are going to be given these same privileges and rights so that they too can learn their culture and brush up on any Ebonics that they haven't advanced themselves on? No. African-American children were not included into that minority group, even though you might use that term loosely and sling it all over the courtroom. Minorities need these programs. Minorities need these remediations in English. They did not get the shelter classes. I know, because I've been in the school system, and I have not seen one African-American child whose English is not our first language. At least it doesn't appear to be, because most children speak Ebonics. And it is a regularized language, but they still should have some tutorials on speaking English so that they can speak the King's language. But are they put in classes for 4 hours to master this? No. They're still counted in the ratio for testing, yet they are deficient. If you look at statistics of when African Americans were able to read unmolested and given the right to a classroom setting, you will date it back less than a century. So you're expecting these African Americans to perform just as well on tests, but yet they're not put away in sheltered classrooms and given their culture or English. And now you do us a big disservice by sheltering these foreigners away whose mothers and fathers did not get out there and build the railroads or the streets or sidewalks or labor and fact in these steel mills. And they're given everything on a silver platter like they have been in this country all their lives, and they are deserving because of their parents paying taxes. I say you, the reason why this thing is falling apart is because it was done in secrecy, and you used the name minorities to ascertain all of these benefits, but you did not share the wealth with those who were also minorities. Now, black children aren't faring so well in English, and they're not doing as good on the test because they didn't have these opportunities of four-hour blocks to learn English in the appropriate way, not just social English on the playground, because we catch up real fast. We'll go on the playground and jump some double dutch with our sister and our friend, and they'll help us to master our communication skill. But that doesn't mean that those children could go in the classroom and pass a test with standardized English when they're still speaking Ebonics on the playground. Now, I want to drive it to you straight home, teachers. You need to be on top of this conversation and this subject, because what is happening, now we've got a mass problem. The children that are in English language learners shelter classes, they are deficient of their other disciplines. They have to take a test. They have to pass these tests, and they have to pass their other disciplines, not just English. So when the time comes to implement this new common standard, this new common standard has higher expectations, and the student has to be on top of all of mastery at least 80%. And if they can't pass these tests, then they can't pass high school because they need those other courses and disciplines that you were not giving them in those 90 and four-block concentrated English classes. Now, here's what the problem is. Now you've got all of these teachers who are not up on all of the standards. The Common Core standards are higher teaching than the regular English class. those teachers need remediation also. They need to go back to a webinar or a seminar, and they need to do mastery of what it is they need to teach to these children so they themselves will know about Common Core and understand the mastery level of the English that they're trying to teach. So you need an overall staff development of retraining of new teachers and some existing teachers, not to mention all of these children that need remediation. So what is wrong, you say, Omi? You got a system of failing children and failing teachers too? Because some teachers have admitted, I don't know how to teach this new English. I don't know what it is that we're supposed to teach it. I'm not a master teacher in English. But now you want and expect them to be. You're giving very little time to master this gift. So Common Core standards are here, you say. At least in 44 states they have adopted it. There will probably be many more that will adopt it over summer. But that's really good for me. As a consultant, I like to speak to you advocates and consultants. If you know the policies and the laws and regulations of the Civil Rights Act and the 14th Amendment, most of these laws fall up under the Civil Rights, and compliance is in place. If you have at least 20 children or more in your department who are English-speaking or whose language is a second language, English is a second language, those departments will have to be in compliance, and there will be audits, and they will have to do self-audits, and they will have to write correctional plans in the event that a school district is challenged on whether or not they are meeting the criteria. So you've got a mass confusion going on here. You have a policy issue. Then you have teachers who are saying, I'd like to say something. I don't want to be judged, and my raise determined based on how well my children do on the test when I have not been orientated myself. So now you've got teachers crying out saying they'd like to attend develop staff development, and you've got the children at the same time who do not meet the criteria for graduation. So in all aspects, we have something called a crisis going on. And teachers, you ought to not be silent about this, because all of us will become advocates to speak out about what should be done about Common Core standards. Now, they're not your ordinary standards that you would put on your lesson plan to implement. These are higher standards now, and they should be higher. We should be advancing ourselves to give higher standards, but teachers need to be orientated on what it is brand new that they're going to teach. They shouldn't just be thrown in there and say, oh, now you got some higher standards. Go get the standards, print them off from the website, and figure out what you're supposed to be teaching. There needs to be an orientation for teachers to have this new English taught to them so they know exactly what it is they're presenting. And the children should be stricken from these four-hour blocks in these sheltered classrooms with tax dollars paying for them to be drilled and taught their culture. Now, here you are teaching them their culture and their heritage and their come to the United States, trying to become an American. And they're bringing their culture with them. Do you think that they are going to want to continue to learn the Americanized way? They're holding on to their culture like any culture would do. But why are you denying the African-American children a right to learn about their culture? And sometimes the history books does not even have infusion of African-American teaching. Every school should be mandated, if their curriculum does not include African-centric teaching, there should be an infusion plan put into the curriculum to make sure that the African-American child history is taught to them and the infusion of the traditional African-American history is taught on a regular basis, just like you give to the foreigners who come here in this country. African-American children are doing poorly because they're void of who they are. They're void of their history and their culture. They're made to assimilate into somebody else's culture, and they don't like it. And if you don't believe me, ask them, and they'll tell you they want to learn something about their own customs and traditions. That's why they refuse to learn. That's why most of them refuse to succeed and excel on these tests, because they don't care. If it has nothing to do with them or their heritage, it doesn't matter, they think. And besides that, they think being smart is being white. So we've got to change those concepts. We've got so many concepts that we've got to change, because you have avoided giving the African-American a piece of the all-American apple pie, a piece of the opportunity to have brand-new books in their classroom. Some African-American schools don't even have enough books to pass around to all the children, even though they pay book rental. Some schools don't even have enough classrooms in the urban setting to accommodate all the African-Americans. They're teaching classes out of closets and some spaces that they can find. There are some African-American schools that are poorly repaired. They have asbestos in them, and those children are still in those buildings. And we keep talking about the Common Core and bringing about children that we can upgrade, and we can upgrade them quickly after we take them out of these four-hour block classes. Are we teaching a school within a school and leaving the African-American children out, all in the name of bringing foreigners in, giving them all of these opportunities and benefits? Then we need to say, first, you take care of the house, those people who were born and raised here and whose mothers and fathers paid taxes in the community. First, you take care of those students who can't read. First, you take care of those candidates who are called minority, who also have a custom and tradition and a heritage, by infusing African-centristic teachings within their curriculum. You have so many African-American children who have given up on the school system and who have dropped out a long time ago. And their mothers don't realize that this language is very important. I think, and here's what Omi thinks, you can take it or leave it, every school district must require two languages, because we as African-Americans came here from abroad with many languages, and we don't even carry one African language that we speak or that's mandated in the classroom. It should be mandated, and not just Kiswahili, that every African child picks an African language to speak in addition to learning English. Every school district should mandate at least two languages. Then you have everyone that's dual language, and you can treat everyone the same, and you don't have to be disguising additional training for foreigners and giving them all of the excess specialty and one-on-one training and ignoring all the African children who are failing. But we've got to get this thing straight, because black parents know what's going on, and they're speaking out against it because they have children that are in speech that need all kinds of help in learning to read. And they are African-American citizens whose parents and forefathers have been here all their lives. Now, we are treating outside guests better than we're treating those people who are born and raised here. These school systems are coming up with so many new criteria, and children are constantly failing and going under, and now we want them to measure up to some higher standard when they couldn't meet the minimum standards in the first place. Some teachers ought to be uproar about this, and they should be crying out because they have more work to do than they can handle. And now they're having to stay after school long hours to remediate, running after-school programs, trying to get African-American children up to par. Well, African-American children are not dumb. I have this to tell you. They're very bright, and they will learn anything you put before them if you just show them where they fit into society and to the scheme of things. And you include them in the curriculum and let the curriculum be a part and focused on them, where they see themselves in the history books, and they can identify with themselves in the act of history and not be looking in from afar at someone else's history. They don't care to learn it. It's not about them. It's not about them. I have had children in social studies throw their books out the window and refuse to learn from a Caucasian perspective, and I had to come in as a specialist to teach them the ancient history. If you don't believe it, check out the school districts in Illinois, because children are refusing to learn Eurocentric teachings of history. They only want their history, and not from a perspective of slavery only. Children know what's best for them. If you assess them, observe them, and watch them, they will tell you exactly what they need. You don't have to be guessing with all these stupid standards and bringing in all these regulatory commands. Children will tell you exactly what they're deficient in and what they need if we will only just listen to them. And teachers, I'm telling you to go and get a copy of the Common Standards, the Common Core Standards, and read them and find out what you're going to be held responsible for. As a consultant, hopefully I can come in to help remediate some of these teachers, to give them the basics of what they need to teach English as a second language, because every teacher needs to know another language, or at least be studying one. Because it's very vital that we learn a second language, it makes that student more astute. So why frown upon a second language when you get second language people in your district? Why not make it mandatory for everyone to learn a second language? Then you don't have to just have everything written in Spanish and making it mandatory that you only speak Spanish. Spanish is just one of the languages. There are many languages that children in Africa already are speaking, and that children in African-American settings want to learn to speak. French. Not only Kiswahili, African children cater to French, and they love the sound of French, and they can learn French. There are many other languages that we should make mandatory. Language is a universal song, and it should be sung throughout every school district. And let that be our national anthem, that our children will become bilingual and learn in many languages so they can have access to many countries. And when they go into these countries, they do not have to be like barbaric, walking in only speaking one language. Well, when in Rome, do as the Romans do, learn their language. So it's important, teachers, that you get on board with the Common Core Standards, understanding what is expected of you, because your raises and increases will be given based on whether or not your students prevail and master these tests. And if they cannot master them, your increase will be reflected upon based on that these children can pass these tests. You've been listening to Maddie Harvey's Baby Sister, and I'd like to thank you so much for being a part of our discussion, teachers. And if you don't mind, you can go right to Facebook and you can leave a response there if you like to. Thank you so much. And the listening audience out there in the Facebook land, please get a copy of this particular discussion on demand and make sure all your teachers and your specialists get a chance to hear. Thank you so very much. And we'll be at you tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So please do join us. We'll have on our priests and priestesses speaking about their profession as a priest and priestess. So join us tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Well, Mother is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Oh, stop, stop. Didn't I say this was our Kick It Up Day, ladies and gentlemen? You know when we say this is our Kick It Up Day, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to have something to kick it up for. So we're going to kick it up a little bit. Get your line dances and move the chairs back and line up, teachers. So now that I have your attention, let's start kicking. This is Kick It Up Day. Get down with it.